It's not the talking hell. In the Mevoy L'Shar Shlishi, in the introduction, L'Shar Shlishi of Al-Yishvuch Helek Aleph, the Al-Yishvuch starts off with Smach Bochur B'Yal Pesach, the Gemara in Shabbos that says that a person should get the Simcha from Divrei Torah. And the way that a person gets a simcha from Divrei Torah, state in Rashi over there, V'holach b'darki livcho l'hovim av livcho l'fi ro'is enecha. The person has to check what's in his heart. Well, why have to check what's in your heart to get the simcha? So we explained, Al-Yishur explains, that what shter is the person's simcha is all the forces that are operating inside his heart. Midas, we spoke at length how Midas affects Kima Mitzvahs, Amidus affects Limud HaTorah. And all that is a major push for a person to do personal avodah to mezaken his Midus. In other words, the reason why a person is not besimcha in Torah, every person is different. Every person has different nisyonos, every person has different emotional and physical makeup, and every person has different Midus, vikar. And a person, first of all, has to custom tailor his avodah for himself. It's not something that you can copycat for somebody else. Now this requires, that was the last thing we learned, a person doing a personal avodah. Because since by nature, the challenge that every person has is personal. The mindless that you have are personal. The chisrenis that you have are personal. The nisyenis that you have are personal. So it doesn't help to do what everybody else is doing. We learned the pasuk in Mishlei at the Goyin, "Hayluk b'yashroi yirechet." Yirechet defines that you are prepared to do yashroi, what you need for your yashros. And that requires a person doing personal introspection into what's causing me to be A, lazy, to be angry, to be hungry all the time, to be not focused, or all the above. What's causing it? Is it a biological disorder? That's a combination of sleep disorder, eating disorder, anger disorder, because your enzymes, the anger enzymes are overdone. You take a blood test in Mulchedit, you go to Dr. Ben-Ari, he gives you a thing, and then you get, there's no blood test for it, that's the problem, there's no blood test for anger enzymes, lazy enzymes, sinna enzymes, taiva enzymes. Dr. Ben-Ari has all types of other things he can give you bronchitis, if you ask for it, pneumonia. If you want a 2-week slip to be out, he can give you sinus infection. There's all types of things Dr. Ben-Ari can give you. It's kivakasha, whatever you ask for. But midas, you can't check. There's no blood test for it. You have to figure it out yourself. And you have to have introspection to check. What's going on? And what's behind it is the avodah ha-plotis of a person doing personal avodah. It means the more dikazach, what I'm saying. I want to say it from a practical sense. Imagine you see somebody who's an oisgar with the mensch. He's oisgar with the midis, and he's oisgar with the avodah. He's oisgar with the learning. I'm not talking about stam, a guy is a nice guy because he's out of town, that he has manners. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a person who's an oisgar with the mensch, okay? Nikoit haklolo biyadecha. How much personal work the person has to check and type. Take, for example, davening. You see a guy who's always got with the davening. He has the avoided down pat. Works and davenings. Do you know much personal work the person had to do to identify the obstacles of davening properly? No, so everyone thinks he just one day started to daven. Do you know how many obstacles the person had to identify? What's staring me from davening well? Is it atzlos? Is it gaiva? Is it laziness? Is it gaiva? Is it what are the things? Is it taiva? What's blocking me from davening properly? Is it anxiety? What is it? And then the person worked it out. The person avoided. How does it be Yashra? You're Hashem. He ends off over here on page Kuf Lamed Hey, the introduction, by saying the following. It second paragraph. Ulam, lenuchal the sign as a mavoy. I can't complete this introduction. Meblisher amazno ikri yisoy da avoy de bechala. Without being meramezam, the yisoy da avoy de Hashem in general. The heini matziyim bezet vorm niflam hakdama sev shmeitzer. He brings over here a hakdama from the helig ktsais from the sev shmeitzer. The ktsais has a hakdama over there, and he says over there a hakdama which defines and magdir what our avoid in this world is, and under the surface of what our avoid is, linked the nekuda of why it has to be a personal avoid. Both two things. He says a hakdara of what is the avoid in this world, and then memela why it has to be custom tailored for yourself. Let's learn inside it. As a quote from the Ktzais. Ikar Briyas HaAdam Al HaAretz, the Ikar creation of a person, Zakhtar Ktzais, is Be'etzim HaPela. What for? Im Ki HaNeshama B'machtsova Nenes V'ziv Tferes V'kum Chosu V'beis HaMelech. In other words, if the Neshama was created to be Nen and V'ziv HaShchina, so what does it have to come down to this world for? It's sitting in the Beis HaMelech. It's sitting Tachas Kisei HaKovet. Ba'ulam, zok the hele geschmeitzer, gozer chachmosi is borg shemol the evish the decree, la rida la mata to come down. Le nasoisa bekiya mitzvoisof, to test it, in the mitzvahs and the Torah, the kasha titzdak harbe, and the more righteous it will be, the more it does the right thing, kein tirba b'chein tirfoitz v'tzik damal, le neshama shteigs. What's together? When the neshama is in the olam hazayin, before it comes down to this world into our bodies, it's the beginning of a bar. The neshama is called a be'er mayim chayim. A bar is like a pond that receives water. A be'er gives forth. She'ena neveya. I want to explain what he's saying over here. The Maral says the yisoid. We know in the Torah Kedosha, there are times where a mikveh is not enough. You have to have mayim chayim, a live spring. By Azov, Tzaira has to have Mayim Chaim, Paraduma has to have Mayim Chaim. It has to be a live spring, not just a pond. Why is a live spring called a live? What's alive about it? Explains the Shmaitza, and the Maral says the same thing. I'm going to say it by heart and then we'll read it inside. He says over here, we find, Ani Choshev Kemes, Soini Matonas Yechya. I'll explain. There's a very tifa zach here. The neshama is called Chayim. Vipach ba'apach nishmas Chayim. Why is the neshama called Chayim? Because the neshama came down in this world to accomplish, to initiate, to give forth. Otherwise, it could have stayed up in the olam ha'elyonim and be a bar, which is receiving. Chayim means to give. Living is giving. Soinei matonois yichya. And that's why ani choshev kemes, because you can't give. That means the essence of Chaim is the essence of giving forth, the essence of initiating, not just receiving, and Mimela Steiging. That's why the Neshama is called Chaim. It's called the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Mashen Kein Bor. I'll read it inside now. Chinas Bor She'enu Nevea Rak She'imoli Me'acher Mitzad Atma Horek. The Neshama upstairs is like a bar. It receives. Ubi Yerida La Olam HaShofel Hazev Hesiga Mashalel La'asik Kigozo Sechmasoi. Then it's a bear, because it gives forward. Umayon hamizgaber v'nevea me'atzmoy. Ubezeh lo yinama kesuv. And then you earn your keep. You earn your way to Elam. Because on yichashav kemes. Then he brings down this maral. Shmaitzah brings down. The may bear kuyin chayin yofishu nevea me'atzmoy, because it gives forth. Hashem kei may bar. Ubezeh on yichashav kemes. Soni matan asyichah. Vimkein. Kozman Hayesa Nevish Bimakoy Ravi, Bukhinas Bar, Kozman the Neshama's upstairs, it's a bar. Him Lachia, she's not alive. Kimeatsma Reiki, he doesn't have any Chias. Rakmash Mashpiyam, that's only what they give. Ad Ridita Haina, it comes down to this world, Vinevas, and it gives out. It's a live spring. Then it becomes a bear and has a Chias. But Lazer Omar says the Shmaitza, Ve'ipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. Now watch this. He says the Ktois, the ikr coming down in this world is that a person should be a be'er. A person should give forth. A person should accomplish. These What's he saying over here? First of all, this is like the door of what we hear in the world for Bechal. What's our job? What's our way there? A person can live his entire life. Sheval Taisi. Whatever comes my way.
Yeah.
So then you're always on the receiving end. In other words, so you're saying, what do you mean receiving? We understand that on the receiving end is when you're getting money, when you're getting a present. You're on the receiving end in life itself. You're not reacting to anything. You're just reacting to what happens. But you're not initiating anything. A person's called alive when they give forth, when they're proactive, when they do their own thing. It's a very, very tifazach. What the Shmaitz is doing over here is that we all know, for example, the Michtam Elio describes the world as split into two people, as givers and takers. Takers and givers. Everybody knows. The famous Michtam Elio, Kutchus HaChesed, there are givers and there are takers. Either you're a giver or you're a taker. So, in the narrow context of what the Michtam Elio says over there, we understand it as a Beinat Machaveira type of thing. Chesed, there are people who are givers, there are people that are takers. And that's how he speaks about it over there. The Shmaitz is expanding it to something much more than giving and taking, of chesed, of giving something, receiving something. It's givers and takers on a much, 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 much deeper level. It's givers and takers of, what are you in life? Are you a giver? Not just giving stock, not just giving chesed. Are you doing? Are you accomplishing? Are you giving forth? Or all you do is you react to what's going on, and you're a taker. But you don't initiate anything. Again, his lashon is, the ikar brias ha'adam al aretz kedei she'etei nefesh b'chinas be'ev v'tikar nishmas chayim. Are you proactive? Are you doing something? Are you giving forth? Are you initiating? Or are you just receiving? Receiving doesn't just mean you're receiving tzedakah. Receiving means that you live your life based on everybody else around you. He says over here in the next paragraph that Aruch Chodosh, we have a new spotlight, we have a new outlook on what does it mean to do avodah pratis. Up to now we spoke about that a person has to do an avodah pratis because your challenges are your challenges. What's it going to help that you're going to do somebody else's avodah? That's what the Gaon says in Mishlei. Yashroi, Yirei Hashem, Yashroi. But now he's saying something much deeper. He's saying that if you don't do your own private work, so what are you doing? You're living with the flow. So then you don't have chias, you're dead. So one reason why a person needs to do a private avodah, a personal avodah, is because by copycatting from the other guy what he's doing, it's not going to help you, because you have a different challenge. His problem is sinna, other guy's problem is kas, and your problem is atzlos. His mail is emunah, yours is kedusha, and the third guy's mail is rizos. So what are you copycatting? That's technicality. That's how it'll be yashro. Go take a mirror and look inside and see who you are. But now he's saying something much, much deeper, and he says it. Hari kol said he yiseinu alei adamos. Our whole existence is dafka lispes l'chias atzmius. Is to have an independent life, an eigentum, your own zach. Aide avoid the atzmin. Hein zoi matoro stamot chochem du des mayinam as gab betoro. A person has to ask himself, am I alive? So the guy checks his pulse. He's alive. Took an EKG, and he's alive. Oxidation, alive, 97%. He looks in the mirror, he's trying to flash, he signs a flashlight in his eyes to see if he's alive, his pupils dilate. He's alive. Tzmishka lab says the word it called. That's ani chashiv kemes. It's not alive. You're not alive. You're not initiating. You're not accomplishing. You're not giving forward. You're going with the flow. You're marching with everybody else, so you march with the inertia. It's like at the canist. Everyone went vaita. Everyone went vaita with him. When did you go vaita in the canist today? You decided when you're going to push? No, you're not a chamer. So when did you decide to go vaita in the canist? When the other moved. You moved with him. That's good for when you go to a canist tefillah, a kiddush Hashem, but that's not for life. That's a death march. I mean, you're not alive. You don't have your own chiyus. You're just shuffling along with the crowd. You got this guy. You heard a guy say his service for that. He said, I'm going to do that. That sounds good, and that sounds good. And you want to look good in everybody else's eyes. That's only chashuk kemes. You're living your life as a reflection of everybody else. That's not chiyus. Chiyus is that I have my own chiyus, my own proactive thing. What did you do today? What did you do with your life? What did you give forth? You munch it to say pshat and raj, but that's alive. You worked on a mita. You worked on something. You didn't just react to stimulus around you. Das is galep. That's the yisoid of soyin matanas yichya. That's the yisoid of ani chashuv kemes. Gemara says in the Dorm, arba chashuvim kemes. There are four people who are called mason. An ani, a suma, mitzayra, mishein lo yiladim. Chaim Shalevit said that It's not a shava, all four is, they can't give. The ani can't give, the suma doesn't see anybody else. The person doesn't have children, doesn't have what to give, never. And a person who's a mitzayir is out of touch with society. A person can live like a mitzayir in the world. No contact. No reception if you've been sucked in the modern thing. So you just, what are you doing? You're living, okay. He did that, I did that. Everyone got married when I was 22, I got married also. To who? To somebody that they said is what he called. And then you did X and you did Y. That's all walking dead. There's no chias there. That's a boar, nishkin bear. And a Talmud Chacham, Nachmer, has to be a bear, Makor, Mayim, Chaim, Neveya, Mayim, Amisgab, Batara, Ishchai. That's what a Talmud Chacham is. Next week, Mr. Shem, we'll start to get into the details of how to become a bear.